You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
I tell you guys, my hair was all over my head this morning. It's some kind of weird mixed blend thing going on, and it just flew everywhere. But hello, my looms, my luminaries. How y'all doing out there? It's a 4th of July weekend coming up already. I hope everyone's going to do what they love to do. Me, I love to study, research, you know, just be with me. It's like I have so much fun, not even enough time in the day to tell you. But I hope all of you are planning something wonderful to enjoy, relax, relate, and get involved. So first of all, let's announce our sponsor, Kevin Pike, probate specialist and senior real estate of Coldwell Banker, 818-571-1508. Look at that little face. Hey, Kevin. He will take care of all of your real estate needs. He's a very kind-hearted person and won't lead you astray. So be sure to call him again, 818-571-1508, and into our show. So shout out to all those who choose love over chaos. And welcome back to the set, everyone. Today, I have a very interesting young man, my young brother, who I met in a very uncanny way, as I do most souls that are destined, that it's a destined for us to meet. And I'll let him tell you that story, but he is out of the Ukraine. He is yet a global citizen, and he is known as the Swiss knife of beats. TV, film, and producer. Wow. Expert, Izbik Merrick. Hey, Izbik.
Well, hello, Osiris, and hello, everyone. That is a very fine, fine introduction. Oh. And yes, I might need to make one minor adjustment. I'm not Ukrainian. I'm Uzbeki. I'm Lithuanian, Russian, Romanian, Belarusian, and just a bunch of Eastern Europe. But you know, that really doesn't matter. I'm just a mutt, and that just makes me more global, and makes me want to connect with more people around the world.
So for those of you out there, he is all of those things and more. So he is big. So let's talk about, first of all, in your industry, everything, you know, everything is all about keeping everyone's faces, you know, painted with the, you know, with the same kind of aura or the same kind of makeup. How do you stand out? And then we will get to what you do, that you do stand out. So what makes your work stand out from the general populace? A lot of people are producers. A lot of people do film. A lot of people are engineers. What makes you different?
What makes me different is I do not do things because I'm asked to do them. Sometimes I will. Yes, of course. If I'm requested, if I'm commissioned, I will do them. I do things because they're purpose driven. I do things to bring together people, to elevate people, to enhance the human connection, to heal the world, to heal the mind and heal the body using clinical and medical frequencies in my tracks that I make. I have a catalog of over 600 songs, many of which are clinically therapeutic. And this is something that I do. I donate most of my stuff to charity, as a matter of fact. I have a song that I wrote for you that you know, the Yonk Protocol, that I'd love to play as a sample from when we met, and you were so caring. You just asked me if I was okay. And I didn't even need that right then, but I didn't know that I didn't need it, but I did. And you were so kind to me. You were walking your dog. So I wrote you the Yonk Protocol, and I have the song ready to play.
Okay. It's a little bit more, you guys. I heard someone screaming out of a window in a car while he was crossing. He had a little cane. And I thought that he couldn't protect himself for some reason. I felt nurturing at the time. And so I walked up and I said, "Are you okay?" Because I thought it would be rude of someone to be yelling and screaming at someone with a cane and trying to walk across the street. So that's what the story was. So now we can play the Yonk Protocol. Everything that happened on the morning that we met is so beautiful. Go ahead.
Oh, this is the story. And Sam, tell me when you're ready for me to share my screen.
Go.
All righty. Sharing. Here is the Mind of Melody Media Osiris broadcast playlist, starting with the Yonk Protocol. Let's go.
The engine stops, but the spirit doesn't. Look at the orange left behind. Look at the color in the gray. Step by step. Left, right, left, right. We keep moving. The road will take whatever it can take. They pull the wheels right out from underneath, but they can't touch the air between the teeth. I wear the aubergine, I carry the light. A Texas boot in the middle of the fight.
That was your aura.
No machine is required to cover the ground when the feet still know how to make the sound. Breathing the the breath of the living. Take back the power that the friction is given. Bilateral motion, steady the mind. Leave the wreckage and the static behind. Yeah, we all fall down, but we rise right back. Put the heavy boots down on the abstract track. You don't need a key to open the door. You just need the rhythm of your feet on the floor. Left foot, right foot, catch the stride. The beauty is the dog walking right by your side. We all fall down, but we rise right back. Step by step on the aubergine track. Broadcasting the frequency 15 on the dial. Finding the art in the middle of the trial. The soldier remembers the weight of the march. The spine is a pillar, the spirit and art. You survived the impact, you weathered the hit. Now look at the canvas and see where you fit. Yeah, we all fall down, but we rise right back. Put the heavy boots down on the abstract track. You don't need a key to open the door. You just need the rhythm of your feet on the floor. Left foot, right foot, right. Catch the stride. The beauty is the dog walking right by your side. We all fall down, but we rise right back. Step by step on the aubergine track. Get up, move on left. The night is over, here comes the dawn. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out.
Powerful. So let me explain a little bit before we get to the next question.
Oh, please.
Wow.
By the way, your the reference to the aubergine shade, that was basically when I met you, I saw your aura and it was aubergine, the kind of eggplant purple. And that was so powerful and meaningful to me. And I think you probably understand that. You know, the mind, the brain and the heart are the most underutilized parts of our bodies.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to bring that my skill sets and my mechanics and my engineering and everything to enhance and build up everybody's mind and heart and body and connection. And you inspired that because you were so kind to me.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for giving my flowers whilst I live and breathe. I certainly appreciate them, but I was just, I just didn't want it. You know, I thought that would, like I said, I thought it was rude if somebody did that. But anyway, I want to ask you a question. And just so you guys know out there, this man, my brother, this is the difference between soul connection, spiritual people meeting on a timeline and this time on earth, and just regular folk that you happen to talk to, maybe pass by, then meet in the grocery store, whatever. This guy, within 25 minutes, my brother, assessed me. I told him I was from Texas. He included it in the track. I told him I was a veteran. He included it in the track. I found this big giant orange from a grocery store lying on the ground in dirt. On the morning we met, my dog was looking on the orange. I'm like, what is this store orange doing on the ground? And it was this big. So I took it as a symbol of a bright future and someone that is definitely on the path with me. And he got me right away. I didn't have to explain myself. I didn't seem strange or whatever. So I just wanted to acknowledge that in that bit of time, he seemed to pick up more about me than most people that say they know me and they don't know anything about me at all. So for your second question, how does your ear and the way you hear music sound and resonance play a part in how you write songs and edit for film and TV and for music?
Oh, well, that's a very loaded question. Let me see if I can answer all points. I'll start with this. I am actually 84% deaf. Oh. I can only hear low frequencies in my left ear and only hear high frequencies in my right ear. I don't hear mid frequencies. So I wear these. These are my studio cans. These are Sony HDR MDX9, whatever. They have a huge amount of bass reproduction, pure sound reproduction. So I can feel it like Beethoven would sit on the floor with his piano while he was composing. So my music ranges from just purpose-driven tracks for people that I've made them for, businesses or for shows or for movies or for TV or for promotional or whatever content it might be, cutting to the beat and making everything so just as perfect as possible, to these clinical grade sounds that I have. I have more than 70 tracks that I've made for things like appetite increase, appetite suppression, mitral valve regurgitation, anxiety relief, obsessive compulsive release. I've done things that are like eliminate self-talk cross chatter. And I utilize isochronic frequencies and binaural beats and neurolinguistic programming and hypnotherapeutic language in these tracks. And they're clinical grade, and I give them away for free for everyone to be able to benefit, because I believe everyone deserves to heal freely. I want to be like a digital pharmacologist and just give away my entire pharmacopoeia.
Well, as long as you don't need to make money off of those things, then
no, that's not the point. I have a launch. I'll give you a little treat right now. The next track I was going to play is called FIFA, the world anthem that I teased just the other day. And tonight I'm actually dropping the music video that I made for it.
Okay, so let's see that one. So again, when you are editing and you've heard something, you're also, as you said, bringing certain sounds and systems in order to attune to certain parts of the body for healing. Now, I do healing work. I've got certifications, everything. But what I wanted to say is that I saw someone on a show really quickly. They were using the Om tuning fork set. Now, Om tuning fork set, they're usually either musicians use tuning forks because some people are deaf. They're tone deaf, what they call tone deaf. True. They can't hear in certain sounds and frequencies. So they use tuning forks to set off the sound so it can resonate enough for them to do. Other thing is that when it comes to healing certain frequencies, which is why the tuning forks are different size and they have different amplifications, because they connect to different parts of the TCM, which is traditional Chinese meridians in the body that connect to the kidneys, the heart, the liver,
everything.
That's what they're used for. They're not really for can do it, but to me, it would be underutilizing them, because that's not really what they're made.
Let me tell you, I don't want to be unethical. I want to be very straightforward. I use disclaimers in my tracks saying that like these will actually alter your mental frequency and your physical frequency. So you have to be in a safe space. But I use these isochronic tones and binaural beats that are anchored around the isochronic frequency. I use solfeggiated frequencies. I use earth frequencies. I use different frequencies for different purposes that are on both ears. And then I use just slightly variated frequencies in the left ear to the right ear to create a differential, to create brainwave entrainment.
Yes.
To actually reset the heart rate, do phase locking, slow down the brain, reduce anxiety, fix the body, do cellular regeneration. I'm talking full scientific spectrum. I have a background in about 16 different fields. And right now I'm just studying music business after I've just finished studying the psychology of music and the mysticism of sound and music theory. And I have a linguistic background in communications and a programming and engineering background. I've made a couple of software sets I want to talk about in a moment. But first, let's talk about FIFA. I want to show you this video.
Let's go.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to play the track. I'm just going to share directly the screen.
Go.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go.
All right. This is my music video for this FIFA World Cup.
Na vea, ritmo batiendo en el centro de arena, no hay miedo. La cancha está ardiendo, el mundo mirando, el tiempo corriendo. Grita torcida, levanta bandera, cruzando la línea, rompiendo barrera de Lisboa a Río, de Madrid a San Juan. El fuego, la gloria, el único plan. The pressure is building, the frequency locks 100,000. The foundation raw.
That's the teaser.
Wow. Look at the pose they caught him in. Woo, that's amazing.
Now, I want to tell you a little bit about that.
Yes.
I wrote that track just because I wanted to appreciate FIFA. Uh-huh. But that music video, that would have cost, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to actually shoot.
Yes. Yes.
I made that in my own engine that I built. I built a pipeline in Python coding that actually takes my audio, analyzes the sound of it, takes my lyrical set, and creates a storyboard.json file that I put into another engine that I've made, a cinematic generating engine that will actually take the storyboard file, the audio, and the lyrics and match everything up and create a hyper-realistic music video. And that's what you just saw. You just saw the example of my engine at work.
What?
I'm releasing that tonight at 11:30 if you want to see it. It's going to be on all the platforms. And
where
then I'm
going
to
be online. We're talking
it's going
online.
It's going to be on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. And then I'm going to license it for La Raza 97.9, Eurovision, Telemundo, and Univision.
And Telemundo, yes.
Telemundo. That's just an example of one of my softwares. I also built Sentia Academia and Mind Match. I'll tell you about those in just a moment.
Let's slow up just a minute. I want you to go back and explain to those out there who do not know the language for engineering, what is Python coding? I'm interested that they said Python. I'm interested that they called it Python coding. What does that mean?
Well, Python coding, it's very serpentine, if that makes sense. The movement of the way that you write the code is very serpentine. It's not as straightforward as Java or CSS or HTML. It's not as like Frankenstein-y or scientific, but it's beautifully serpentine, and you can like talk to it in ways that you can't talk to other coding engines in. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote Python code to make this analyzer to make the JSON file, and then another Python code to make the music video that you just saw.
Mm-hmm.
I did that whole thing in about an hour. Cost me about, I don't know, not going to say how much. Not going to say. That's less important. But yeah, I can do this for anyone, for any topic. My motto is, and if I may share this now, you got a problem? I got a track for that. If I don't, I've got a hack for that. I can engineer one. If you set your mind to it, you can engineer a solution to anything.
I love that. I love that you're like this. You know, you had when it was, we both have so much energy. When we met, we had so much energy. I couldn't stop talking. He couldn't stop talking. We learned about all these things about each other. It's so much fun. And by the way, just before we go into the next question and you share another track, thank you for clearing up your cultural background, because a lot of these people are very serious about what says what and who goes where, because the Ukraine is very different from the other countries that he named. When I go to my supermarket, there are a lot of Armenians that are in there, and they use certain words that they use, but they are also Russian Armenians. They're also this Kachuch, you know, it's all these different things. So you have to remember that everyone is very proud, and some people are very protective about what they're called, how they're addressed, and everything like that. So I just want to make that clear. But I thought I heard him say when I met him, and I think, you know, it doesn't matter, but I'm glad that you cleared that up. Thank you. So go ahead.
May I pose two thoughts before you ask your next question, because you just brought this up and this is perfectly pertinent. Yes. My music is not just in every genre that you can imagine. It's also in every language you can imagine. I'm a linguist. I can speak more than 150 languages or 250, depending on the day, not fluently, but I know cognates and proto languages. So I write songs in different languages for different cultures and cultural appreciation, and also calling out what the needs are in different countries. Also, I write for different religions and theologies and faiths. I've written The Voice of Daryl praising Jesus. I wrote Havas Yisrael, the universal connection of love and humanity.
Is Havas Yisrael? What is Grael?
That means the universal human connection.
Okay, that's what I wonder. You say Kabbas is Grael, you know.
So, I know. So I wrote it in Hebrew and English. I wrote a song, and here's the fun part. I wrote a song in entirely Hebrew for a group prayer app called Tehillim, Abraham's Legacy. Mm-hmm. And the song was called Tehillim. It's the power of group prayer. And it was entirely in Hebrew. I had a Syrian woman. And as you know, that there is cultural differences between Syrians and Jews, and there have been for many years. Yeah. She took a picture of her dashboard while she was driving. Her Spotify playlist was playing my Tehillim track.
Oh, wow.
In Hebrew, a Syrian woman was listening to my Hebrew song about group prayer. As a result, now I'm writing 5 new tracks that I'm going to be delivering to 5,000 rabbis around the world for all of their Chabads. I'm also writing for all faiths in all languages. And I'm doing for all the different, I'm doing the FIFA tonight. I'm doing MLB in the middle of this month. I'm doing NBA once it comes appropriate. I'm doing NFL once it comes appropriate. And I'm doing multiple countries' versions of FIFA, because guess what? Somebody who's from Brazil, the one that you just watched is Brazilian, Spanish, and English.
Yeah.
I need to make one for French. I need to make one for Italian. I need to make one for German. I need to make one for, you know what? It's a franchise.
And you know what? Just so you took, I remember dating a friend, this guy, a long time ago. And he was from, where was he? He was French. Something, he was some other culture. Very beautiful man, very interesting experience. But he told me, okay, now when the World Cup comes up, I'm going to disappear for about however long, 6 weeks or 2 months. I'm like, why? He said, I just want you to know that I'm going to disappear for as long as the event is going on. I'm not cheating on you. It's going to be with a bunch of other men. We're all married. They're why. I'm like, I've never heard of it. He didn't talk to me. They did a little song, everything. It was hysterical. It kind of broke us up. I just thought it was a little strange, you know.
Oh, no, I can't completely understand things, that. You know.
I just, I'm not...
Sports fans are literally that. They're fanatical.
They are hardcore sports fans. He was like, they made a song and they were all like, brotherhood, we're going to win the cup and the whole, I'm like, wow. It was Argentinian. Argentinian.
Oh, and that's a lot of pride right there. Woo! That is a lot of pride. Oh man.
And he was serious, you know. I'm
and
like,
and probably spicy as well, huh?
Yeah, he was. It was an interesting experience for me. But anyway, back to question. You. I want to ask you, and then we're going to go into another of your tracks. Should you have one? I'm the same way. What are some of the hurdles and setbacks that one experiences because you're independent versus selling, I don't say selling your soul, but maybe, you know, going to one of the bigger companies, the corporate world, where they could buy out you this, they could take your ideas, blah, blah, blah. What is the difference? What are some of the setbacks and or hurdles that you have to experience?
Well, you know, I'm going to reframe that, if I may.
Yes.
The setback is that it's I've had to abandon certain licensing corporations. I'm ASCAP Unlimited right now. That's why I chose ASCAP, so I could license my music and not have to sell it to anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm not selling it to different streaming platforms. I'm not putting it on immediately putting it on Spotify or wherever else. This is going to be a global sellable but also streamable platform. I'm making a radio station that you can actually listen to 24 hours a day of my entire catalog for free. And I've created a synchronized system so it auto-injects the new tracks as I make them, never has ads. And also you can, if a track is hitting too hard, you hit this mute this track button and it'll just mute the track until it stops playing and the next one starts playing, it'll just bring the volume back up. Because I want to make everybody comfortable. I'm just trying to do it myself. I'm making my own media empire. I'm not going through Warner Brothers Media Distribution Group. I'm not doing Universal Media Distribution Group. I'm not doing Sony or EMI. I'm making Merrick Media. I'm making my own empire so that I can bring all the artists with me. I can do everything that I need to do and do it the way that I know I need to do it. Because I want my ethics and my morals and my logos, ethos, and pathos to make sense.
Okay, watch out. Your screen is shaking just a little.
Sorry, I was a little...
Yeah, intent. That's okay. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. But anyway, but I wanted to... So before we play something else, you know how when people do... When there's not a whole lot of soul or heart going into something, and, you know, somebody may say, if you're doing, say, for you've been hired or you're doing something, a project for someone or working with a project you're doing with your TV, film editing, et cetera. And someone says, I want you to punch it or I want you to have a punchy line, you know, and how do you translate vagueness into what you just did on those tracks?
Oh. That's a brilliant question, Osiris. As a linguist and a communicator, I love trying to take abstract concepts and make them into just solid empirical concepts. Mm-hmm. I recently made a song that is the sound of a black hole.
Oh, can we hear it?
You know what? You can. This is going to be a treat. It's called The Absence. I also wanted to write a song that was the sound of perpetual motion, and it ended up being the sound of a white dwarf star. Which one would you rather hear? White whale, the one that I caught, or
I want to hear both. We've got a little time.
All right. Well, then I'm going to share.
You said they're only
screen.
Like 10 or 20 seconds or something, right?
I'm just going to share a little bit of each.
Okay.
So let's go. And go. I'm trying. I'm trying. if I'm trying, I'm dying.
And you don't see me moving.
So this is where we go. I'm going right here to my creations. I'm leaving your playlist. Okay, I'm going to my creations, and you can see all these tracks that I have.
I want to hear. I'm all excited.
Oh, I'm looking for it. It's got to be right here.
Turned on right now. I love intellectual, like things people do. White
whale.
Different.
Here you go. Tell me, does this sound? Does this sound anything you've ever heard?
No friction. No resistance. The engine feeds itself.
Ooh. Bypass the limit, I fracture the scale. 1,000,000 miles a minute, what's the architect to prevail? No time for the past, the momentum is pure. I'm locked in the grid and I'm still in the door. Left side dominate, calculate in the heat. The system is running, the circuit complete. If the black hole pulls, then the white dwarf burns. 1,000,000,000 years running while the universe turns. The mass is too heavy, the core is too dense. Ooh. I'm operating really on the present tense. Ooh. Erase the fatigue, eliminate the flaw. I'm writing the code and I'm bending the law.
Running on perpetual motion.
A self-sustaining, limitless ocean. The battery is infinite, the frequency is locked. We built the machine when the foundation rocked. No breaks, no stops, no yield in the floor.
And that is White Whale. That's a sample of White Whale. This is the sound of a black hole.
Locked. Perseus Cluster.
Perseus, one of my favorite characters.
The light is beginning to bend.
I went there.
That's interesting.
Absolute dark, where the supermassive shadows consume the spark. The friction is burning, the colors collide. No vehicle built that can manage the ride. 1,000,000,000 years older, a second away. The gravity stripping the fabric of day. Time is stretching. The center is cold. The heaviest story that ever was told. 57 octaves below. Is singing and the frequency is ours.
Wow.
Feel the weight. Feel the pull.
That's the sound of a
black
hole.
I felt every bit of it. I felt it. Well, so that leads me into my next question.
Please.
We all realize that through music and sound, certain frequencies and rhythms physically trigger different states in the body.
Mind and body.
Some of sounds will calm us down. Some sounds will make our energies rise up, and then some sounds will lead us in some kind of tranquil manner. So as you are shaping commercial audio, how conscious of you of the other actual energies, actual energetic impact that your beats have on the listener's body? So for instance, you were just saying when you opened up, you were saying how you have one for depression, one for this, one for that. How conscious of you, and are they also affecting your body simultaneously?
Well, that's the funny thing, Osiris. Initially, I wrote them, most of them, to help myself because I've had a severe brain damage and falls recently. Mm. And I've been trying to rewire my neural pathways.
Mm-hmm,
and so I've been writing all these tracks for myself. And then I've found out that other people want them too. So I'm just releasing them and writing them for other people. And then I'm learning that I need what other people have been asking me for too. I'm learning about myself through writing for others.
There
I'm healing myself through writing for others.
There you go. There you go.
So that leads me to my next, that leads me to exactly where I would want to go next. This is an example of one of my clinical pieces. This would be appetite increase, or I could give you the signal. I'm going to give you appetite increase. I don't want to make you too hungry, so I'll only give you a little bit, but you'll hear. One does not have the same lead-in, but the other one has a very, very strong disclaimer. And then maybe I'll give you calm and deep. But then I want to talk to you about a couple of very specific things. We have 15 minutes left. This is
when we're listening.
Appetite increase. Okay. So I start with this isochronic
tone. By getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths.
Binaural beats and hypnotherapy.
Allow yourself to relax more with each breath.
Ericksonian style and neurolinguistic programming.
As you continue breathing slowly and deeply, let your eyes gently close. Imagine yourself in a peaceful garden. The sun is warm on your skin, and a gentle breeze carries the aroma of delicious foods. As you walk through this garden, notice how your senses become more alive.
I'm going to pause it right there and just tell you a little something. I use the concept of a control panel a lot, because I'm very technical, turning the dials up, turning the dials down. You're at your own helm. You're the master of your control panel. Okay. And that was appetite increase. When I played it for people, I ended up having to buy lunch for 15 different people. I played for it in a row because of how technical it was. Now, I'm going to give you the signal. This is the second one. And then I'm going to give you calm and deep. And then we'll move on to space dust and the last two topics that I want to discuss.
Do not listen to this audio while driving, operating heavy machinery, or performing any task that requires your full,
really needed
undivided attention. Only listen when you are in a safe, quiet space where you can let go entirely. Welcome. This session is designed to create a bridge between your deepest rest in your natural biological signals. By listening, you are allowing your mind to remain alert to the needs of your body, even as you sleep. In a few moments, I will begin a rhythmic countdown from 10 down to 0 to help you transition safely and smoothly into a state of deep, focused relaxation. Take a comfortable position now, as you sit or lie there. Notice the sensation of your body against the surface beneath you. Notice the weight of your shoulders, the position of your hands, and the steady, automatic rhythm of your breath. You don't have to do breathing. Breathing happens all on its own. You may notice how easily your mind can begin to drift, moving toward a place of total, restorative quiet. Simply follow the path of comfort as it moves through you. Feel a wave of calm move from the top of your head, down through your face and neck, into your shoulders, passing down through your chest and your back, through your hips and legs, all the way down to the tips of your toes.
I'm not going to take you in a full induction right now.
Thank you. And we don't have a lot of time.
This is your mental and physical state.
This one was a fun one.
So do not drive or operate heavy machinery.
We don't have a lot of time either, and I have a few more questions.
This recording is intended.
Hold on.
That's lovely.
I only had one last thing I wanted to share in music, but I wanted to share two factoids, if I may.
Yes.
So you have questions, and we have only about 10 minutes left.
Yes.
I want to value your time. Thank you, Osiris.
Go ahead. Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
I'll get this over with. The last track I wanted to share with you was something that is a project that I'm doing with my friend Rashaid. We formed a little duo called Kismet, where I make the music And he just makes the lyrics and he just spits flows over, just improvising. And it's incredible. He's a consummate gentleman and a lyrical genius. He's helped me actually with an invention that I'm just patented. I can't go into the details. But not only that, I have two different applications I've just built out in code. One called Sentia Academia that is a K through postdoctoral tutor, lifelong learning of all different levels. And it utilizes sonic acoustic architecture, a recognition of emotional state of the voice, and also webcam, like looks at your facial expressions and your body language to assess your emotional levels and your stress levels, so it can actually respond to you emotionally and give you emotional feedback and guidance and teach you emotional intelligence and kindness and not just be a tutor. That's Sentia Academia. And that is leveraging my technology. And then I also have Mind Match, because I felt that all the dating apps are way too superficial. And I felt it was all about the mind and the heart. Mm-hmm. So I made Mind Match, where you base your matches on just the information, like ethos, pathos, logos, and then four different key factors. No username, no profile, nothing. It's all anonymous until you match mutually.
Oh, with frequency, so to speak.
And to not only make it that way, I wanted to make sure people would be able to connect to people closer to them than other ways. I didn't want to have like location permission required. That's invasive. So I just listed, what is it, like 45,000 counties around the globe. So you could just apply what county you're in to see your local matches.
So let me say this. There is a program called FLFE. It's Life Force, something like that. But they throw a tent of energy around a home to increase the harmony in the home, this, that, and the other. So there are a lot of different things I keep telling everyone out there, for those of you that's stuck in things for religious reasons and they don't allow you to branch out in your own mind and don't allow you to broaden yourself. But these things are going to become part of society within the next 3, 4, 5 years. They're doing now, they're bubbling up. So get used to people going more things about sound. And it's more than music and dancing and all of that. It's a whole nother way to approach healing and have people helping to heal themselves, as well as Isvik said. Now, there is another system, like there are, you know, people that I've studied under, Polish scientists like Reverend Alicia Arachne, Shaman Joya Delaney, all of the teachers. They're not going to be on YouTube like that. They are very, very busy. They don't have time. And they have a specialized clientele, but a lot of them work with sound and frequency, as you are. But you're the first to be able to package it and then give it to those out there in the community that can make use of it. For me personally, there are ways that I developed myself. So I started on this stuff when I was like 20 years old. I heard a brainwave entrainment from an institute called the Brainwave Institute. It was on a CD. That should tell you how old it is, okay? And I went online to see that they started out, they had Into the Deep. And I remember when I first started using it, I was kind of scared. Because when they said Into the Deep, I'm like, how deep are they? You know what? Am I going to be scared? I'm in here by myself. You know, I don't want to freak out or anything. But it also raises it, which leads me to your question. When you are using these different frequencies, these different sounds, rhythms, audio, whatever you're doing.
Holy work, found sounds, anything whatever, I record.
Yes, all of those language things that go with making these things happen. Do you notice that the people that are using them, or even yourself in the environment and space that you're in, does it change the frequency of the environment? I'll give you an example. There's a fight going outside. You start playing this beat to loud enough, maybe somebody else could hear it or whatever. Will it also, in other words, how far is the range? How far is the range?
Oh, it can de-escalate any situation. And I've partnered with Marziani Laboratories, which has made a coneless speaker system that can actually make sound travel 500 feet radius at full volume. So they're using my music to demonstrate it. And so, yes, that's possible. Let me give you an example of what is empirically evident. I had a woman I met who was attending to a bunch of school buses that had the words Academy Stars on the side. And I asked why there were a bunch of Academy Stars buses parked in this parking lot. She said, well, I run this fleet for magnet schools.
Oh, wow. I love magnet schools.
So she runs this fleet for magnet schools field trips. And Academy Stars was her program. And I ended up just sharing a bunch of my music with her. And she said that she was so pleased she wanted to give me a tip.
Wow.
I've never been tipped for sharing my music before. She hands me a $50 bill and said, you just turned my day around, sir. So I wrote a song called Academy Stars for her. Maybe that's what I'm playing for you last.
Okay, we've got like two
5 minutes. Not
we
even
gotta
five.
Go because we then, have yo, to lead let, up.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I have let's, to lead let, up too. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's get you a little bit of Academy Stars. And this is the one that I wrote for this woman who just was just in need at the time. And I somehow filled the need just by playing my music.
Go.
Academy Stars. Uh-huh, by me.
In the city's heart, where dreams take flight, a bus of wonders, oh so bright. With wheels of knowledge, we roll with cheer. Charter school students, adventure is near. Hop aboard, let's explore and soar. Unlock the magic, learn even more. Guided by stars, we travel far on this journey.
Well, I think you get the idea.
Oh, yes, we do. We have got to go. This has been so much fun. Oh, my gosh, I love you.
I love you, Osiris. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I look forward to doing more. As a matter of fact, one thing I wanted to say was my partner from Kismet, Rashaid Jackson, was actually saying that he would love to meet you because you sound like one of the most interesting people he could ever get to know.
Oh,
and he actually went a little far, and he says I look forward to the next time when we can both be on the interview together.
That would be good. I will certainly love to bring you back on, but we've got to go. I need you to say your social media tags really quick. Go.
Okay, all right. I am at on Instagram at MLRYACCT. I'm the only Merrick, YZBICK, Isbic on Instagram, at MLRYACCT. On Facebook, I am Merrick Isbic. That is as spelled on screen, MERRICKYZBICK, the only one in existence. On TikTok, I think I'm also MLRYACCT. I might have to correct that. And on YouTube, I am just MLRYACCT at gmail.com, Merrick Isbic. That's just me. That's who I am. I have almost no content there yet. I'm starting a new channel, and I'm going to post that. I'm going to share it with you so you can share it with your people. That's okay. Going to be where the radio station lives.
All right.
My Melody Media Radio.
That's a mouthful. Oh, my gosh. You are so funny. Anyway, we got to go. Sam Hassan, thank you so much. LA Talk Radio, without you, I would
thank
not
you. Thank
be
you.
Doing a great job. The other thing is that, listen up, you guys out there, I loke you. I love you that you listen to me every week. You do your thing. You go out and make yourself proud, and you stand up for what you believe in, and I like you. But who you are as human beings, you know, it's important that we like the people that we're around every day. And I like you. And the other thing is, I want to say you can find me on IG under Osiris_Munir_the painter. Just Google my name, Osiris Munir, and I will be there because I'm here, there, everywhere, and all over the place all at once, all at one time. And don't forget that I love you and loke you together. Loke means like and love together. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to smile. it does work wonders. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you, Isbik. Thank you.
Thank you, Osiris. Thank you, Sam.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
You're listening to The Osiris Mounir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.